Good morning. Welcome to WHUR Newsbreak on 96.3 WHUR Washington. I'm Renee Nash, and I'm delighted this morning to have as my guest. He is a clinical psychologist located right here in the metropolitan Washington area. We're talking this morning to Dr. Wayne Evans, and he is has a practice right here again in the area in Rockville, right in Montgomery County, called Practical Alternatives. And it's so appropriate that we talk with him this morning, particularly as we enter into the holiday season, particularly the Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah season, because a lot of people are dealing with some host of issues, and for reasons I don't always understand, folks get the holiday blues and the winter blues. And we're talking again this morning to Dr. Wayne Evans. Good morning and welcome to WHUR Newsbreak.
Thank you, Renee. It's nice to be here.
Well, you know, again, a lot of people feel a lot of different pressure around this time of year. And we hear a lot of discussions about holiday blues, winter blues. You know, I had a phone call earlier this week, in fact, and a gentleman called me and he said that he was feeling very depressed. And he was feeling depressed because he did not have anyone to give a gift to. And I thought, well, okay, there are many of persons out here who are disadvantaged, low income, children in need of someone just like you to give to. And I just thought it was weird that someone would feel upset because they wouldn't have someone to give a gift to for the holidays.
Well, I'm not exactly sure that that's exactly what is upsetting the man. I think it's, as a lot of times, as I say to my clients, Renee, I often ask them, okay, what's the real issue? All right. And to me, from what that sounds like, is what the man is really missing is a sense of connection with other people. I mean, because what is the gift giving really about? Is it actually the material giving something to somebody? No, it's a way of expressing love to another person, a way of facilitating intimacy and relationship. As a matter of fact, according to Gary Chapman in his book, The Five Love Languages, it's a kind of love language. So really what I'm hearing him say is I have no one to show love to.
Mm-hmm.